I'm curious. You mentioned the phrase, I'm going to maybe take some heat for this. I'm wondering what the reception has been like, especially among the NFL community and the athletic community, to the message that you've given.
Well, you know, I'm sure it doesn't make people comfortable. I mean, I've been one of the younger players to be vulnerable about you know, what my fears are, what my situation is as a former player, to be challenging, making sure that, I mean, the goal for me is I want to make football a better game. I love football and I watch it every Sunday, and I appreciate the NFL and what the NFL gave me. Now, in saying that, I think there are things that the NFL can do to elevate the game, and to I want them to jump full on into this brain health initiative and take a position and find new ways to help make sure that their players are taken care of. It should happen at the collegiate level too, because these are players that aren't getting paid, and we need to make sure that these guys are and their brains are taken care of. And you know, let's be honest, we're in a world where the nature of winning is very strong, and parents, if not careful, live through their children. And the desire to win and be victorious is so strong that many times they can put their children at risk. And what I'm asking is parents to make sure that they put the health, especially the brain health of their children, as number one. And to do that, you need to be educated, and you need to be prepared to walk away from a win if, in fact, your child needs help. So it's a tough message, but I deliver it because I care about people. I truly care about people and the health of their brains, and I want to see football become a sport that just becomes bigger and bigger, but I want it to be done the right way.
We're on the road today with a pretty remarkable gentleman. His name is Ben Utek, and he spent time in the NFL, the pinnacle of his profession. He is also embarking on a very successful musical career at this time, and also has a prominent speaking role and advocacy role for the issue of brain health. Now, sir, you mentioned your faith in one of the previous answers, and I wonder, I understand that you grew up as the son of a preacher in a Minnesotan small town. So what has been the role of faith in your life to this point, Ben, and especially as you have dealt with these pretty tremendous challenges that you faced?
Well, let me say this, more loudly than I've said anything so far, and that is that I love Jesus. My faith is my sustenance. It's the aspect to who I am that has really allowed me to persevere through injury, through trials, through suffering, through redefining myself as a man. And you know, a lot of that does come from my family. My parents, Jeff and Lori Utek, they lived out their faith. My dad was a minister who brought home his ministry, and it was so important, because my sister and I were able to see the effect of Christ in their lives, and how they lived it out loud, and how they treated people, and we were just drawn to it. And so I grew up in a wonderful home, and I'm blessed to say that. And it's that faith that really has given me a foundation to, you know, and a ministry and a purpose behind everything that I do, because it really is all for His glory, and it really is all because of His expectation to seek justice and to take care of those who are in need.
You know, that's a blessing to hear. And I especially wonder, you know, the concept of identity and the concept of a purpose in life for so many of us, when we find that we're good at something and others recognize that we're good at something, that becomes part of what we view as who we are. So for you to be as successful as you were on such a stage, to have that in a sense taken away from you, I mean, I imagine faith was a really significant part of reminding you who you still were without that.
Absolutely. And faith is a journey. It is a process. And it's a process of continuing to surrender and continuing to learn more about the nature and the heart of Jesus and the nature of God. And that's been a difficult process for me. I mean, I've gone through, you know, I've been a very prideful person in my past, and where all the accolades were given and all that went to my head, and the Lord had to break that in me. He did it through injury. And, you know, I've been the guy who's fallen into the illusion of greatness, where, you know, I define everything through the eyes of the world and how they define greatness, which typically comes down to money and power and position. And when you do that, you really get a contrary, picture of the purpose that God really has for you and that He's really intended for you. And you really become very hard on yourself when you're not living up to the standards of the world. But when you are able to surrender that and understand that greatness is he who runs after the Lord with all of his heart every single day. And when we step back in our lives and take a deep breath and breathe him in and focus on how can we be great for the Lord today? How can we end this day looking back and saying, you know what, I laid it all out for him today. Whether it's the chores you do at home, whether it's how you treat your children or your friends or your husbands or your wives, I mean, it all revolves around what true greatness is. And so that's been a difficult lesson for me. And I praise God that I'm going through it, though, because the more I learn about that, the more I realize that I've had it wrong for a long time, and I want to start getting it right.
Well, it sounds as though you've learned some remarkable lessons, Ben. I can't resist asking this one question because, of course, in your NFL career, you had the chance in Indianapolis to play with what many consider to be the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. What did you learn from playing with Peyton Manning?
How good you can become when you truly take hold of the mission that has been given to you, and when you really apply the principles of what it takes to be the best at that purpose, at that mission. Peyton, more than anybody I've ever been around, lived and breathed football. I mean, I've never seen someone work harder. I've never seen someone spend more time watching film. He is the greatest student of the game. And what that did for me is it just showed me, it told me that if I applied myself, if I live, and this is all great because it's according to Scripture too, but when we live disciplined lives, when we apply discipline into our lives and a focused attitude, we can accomplish anything. And that's what Peyton showed me. And he continues to do that. And I continue to sit back and just, you know, enjoy his success because it's come at endless, endless hours of disciplined preparation and very specific choices that he's made to become that. And we're all capable of that in the different areas that God has placed us in.
Wow. Well said. Mr. Ben Utek, he will be the keynote speaker at the 7th annual Oakdale Lake Elmo area prayer breakfast coming up on Thursday, November the 6th. And to find out more about the breakfast and hear the message from Ben, a remarkable, inspiring message that he'll be bringing, you can send a note to OLEA prayer breakfast at gmail.com. Once more, that's OLEA prayer breakfast at gmail.com. And Ben, it's been great talking with you, sir. We want to let you go. I wonder, just in closing, if people only hear one message from our conversation today and only take one nugget away, what would you have them leave with?
Surrender all. That's it. Surrender all. Leave it. Leave it all on the field. Let it. Relinquish all you have to the Lord, and stand back and watch. Watch what he can do through you.
Wow. Well said, sir. Thank you so much for your time. And we will be praying for you. We will be watching you with pride as you deliver this message across the country.
Thank you.